Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. The Son of Man came to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Once when Jesus was praying in solitude, the disciples were with him. He asked them, "What do the crowd say that I am?" They certainly replied, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others, one of the ancient prophets had arisen." Then he said to them, "But what do you say that I am?" Peter said in reply, "The Christ of God." He rebuked them and directed them not to tell this to anyone. He said, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia. 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 Jesus is preparing the disciples to confront the cross. He also mentioned his resurrection. But the disciples are too sad to listen to the suffering of the Master, so they don't understand what this means, the raise on the third day. This is what we are. At times we are preoccupied from so many things that whatever the word of Jesus, the word of God, is too far away from us. The word of God is our light, but mostly we listen to the radio, to the television, the newspaper. Not much time for sitting down in quietness and to take some of the words of Jesus. Jesus is accompanying us, but he will not spare us from carrying our own cross. We need to ask the special grace, the whatever situation, we still believe the presence of Jesus. Even in more difficult situations, he is with us. Let us offer all the little things, all the little crosses of the daily life, and together with Jesus, telling him, "We trust you, we follow you." This is the only way we live his life. Let us ask special grace to always be faithful to the Word of God.